What I don't like about content warnings is that it makes it seem like it's much worse than it actually is. Do we swear every once in a while? Sure. Do we talk about sexual content? Yeah, we get there. Is everything swearing and sexual content? No, absolutely not. It's really good stuff. You should go check it out. So, anyhow, this has been a content warning. Enjoy.
Ahoy, manatees! It's me, Captain Andrew, Andrew Bush from The Random Bush Show. That second part of The Random Bush is my last name. That's what's fun about it. Sean Random's the other guy. That's not even his last name. And we're going to be doing a show for you. Thanks for listening.
Today's episode is brought to us by number 9. 9. Backing up 10 since the advent of 0. And who's that backing up 8? That's right, our old pal number 9. You know, back when I learned how to count, loyalty stood for something.
I'm doing this on purpose.
No, yeah. You go down to a place.
Okay.
And you're going, I'm going to make a clone of myself.
Okay. I go and down to
McCloners. McCloners.
All right.
You go down there.
Welcome to McCloners. What can we do for you?
And
I want another one of these.
Okay. And the guy says, okay, we're going to make a clone of you, but we have to put you under for a little bit. And you go, yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Sign all the paperwork.
Clones.
You go under.
I know the procedure.
You wake up. You get up and you're like, cool. And they're like, sure, your clone will be, you know, available like pretty soon. You're like, cool, that's great.
I don't like going out because once I wake up, I'm like, am I the clone?
Exactly. Exactly. And then when you meet this other clone, the clone says, no, I remember making the decision to make a clone, going to this place, and then they put me under, and then you were here. And you're like, no, that's what I did.
Normally, when you go to McCloners, you're Andrew Prime.
Yes.
You're the Andrew.
Yes.
So they take you into the Prime room.
Yeah.
They put you under, take the sample that they need. Then they go into the Beta room, where the second will be created. They take your sample that they took from the Prime room, and they utilize that with their big machines and modern technology to create Beta Andrew. So now we have Prime Andrew and we have Beta Andrew.
Right.
But on this particular day, there was a fire in the building. Mm-hmm. So the fire alarm goes off. Both Andrews wake up. Everybody rushes out of the building. And now as we're standing on the front yard, the doctor kind of goes, okay, cool. Well, we all got out of the building. And he turns around and he's looking at two Andrews. And he goes, well, which one of you is the Prime?
Yeah. And you're both like, me.
I am. It's me.
I am.
No.
I remember coming here.
You both remember coming here.
You know how you would do it? Scars.
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 There
That's
you
the
go.
Way you do it.
But
just figure out the scar situation.
There is a discussion in place that clones could have your scars through active memory.
What?
Like that scar is a part of you. It is a part of your experience, and it is a part of who you are. Your body is recreated every 7 years. That scar is still there. So your body is recreating that scar. Am I wrong?
No. Yeah, okay.
I was bullshitting at first, but I think I'm onto something now.
Well, let's say that this clone is exactly like you, identical in every single way. How are you going to determine whether or not you're the Beta or the Prime?
You really can't. But
here's the thing. I'm going to write down which one you are.
Okay, yes. All right.
I'm going to write down which one you are, and you're going to have to figure out through the context clues. All right, I don't have to write it down. I just know what it is.
Yeah.
I know which one you are.
It's one of two. So
you're going to have to figure out whether or not you are the Beta.
I'm standing on the front yard. The fire department's just showed up. They said it's okay for us to go back in.
Yeah.
The doctor brings me and what I presume is my clone into his office and says, okay, Sean's, here's what we got. One of you is the Beta. One of you is the Prime.
Yeah, and you're both wearing like a smock that you remember putting on. You're both wearing the exact same like
it's
thing.
It's similar. There's
it's
no way.
Similar as something you remember putting on, and he's going, okay, you guys are free to go. And so what do you do?
What was my primary reason to create this clone?
So you can be in two places at once. You want to be
it's
able
for
to...
for productivity?
Yeah, it's for productivity. You figured like, oh, well, it's just like...
Is he supposed to be the workhorse so I can spend more time with my friends and family?
Well, you guys can kind of go back and forth
okay,
on that sort
right.
of thing. It's something where it's like, if there's two of you, that means that you can do twice as much work. And
oh,
you think exactly
okay.
the same way. It's just there's not enough time in a day. So instead of there being not enough time in the day to do all the work, you have twice as much work in the same amount of day. That was your whole idea.
Okay, I know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Sean and myself. Mm-hmm. Do I refer to him as Sean or are we the
Sean? He refers to you as Sean. I mean, he's a little bit weird about it because he feels like, you know.
Well, we would both acknowledge the other's desire and thought that they are the alpha.
Well, that's what he thinks about you.
Right, right. We would mm-hmm. both simultaneously be, I respect the fact that you believe that you are the alpha. Mm-hmm. I know that I am the alpha, and I understand that you respect the fact that I believe that. Mm-hmm. So we're in agreement that we're not going to be dicks about this.
Yeah.
We're not going to ultimately be like, yeah, but you're the clone, so follow me. You mm-hmm. know, like, is that, uh-huh. I think, okay, like, it would be an uncomfortable conversation. There'd be a couple of moments where one of us is like, yeah, that's fun and all, but I'm the prime.
Here's the thing.
Well, no, here's what we would ultimately decide on. We'd be like, look, we came here so that we could double our efforts. We came here to create two of us, mm-hmm. and now we have two of us. So there is no prime. There is no beta. Mm-hmm. We are Sean. The unified efforts moving forward.
So
there's no Sean A, Sean B, but we will come up with new names for each other.
Let's keep going down this.
Only I will call him Dave, and only he will call me Ernie.
Let's keep going with this. So you and him start going back to the.
I'll get a phone call. And I'll be like Dave, and he'll be like Ernie.
So you guys start heading back into the clone facility, and he's like, "You got to collect all your things and stuff." And so he goes, "Okay, cool. I'll go get all my stuff," and goes to like open up the locker and everything, and. You know,
thanks,
knows,
bro. I'll make those important phone calls.
Knows the combination, everything, and opens it up. And he goes, oh, did you want to wear the clothes? Or like, if you want me to, man, I can wear, because they give the like a pink thing to like wear over them to let them know they're the meta. But he goes, listen, man, like, I kind of came in these clothes. I kind of want to wear these clothes.
Hey, bro, we came together. I'll tell you what. You get the shirt. I get the pants. And then you get the beta shirt, or I get
I think I get the shirt. You get the pants.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be a dick about it.
I'm not trying to be a dick about it, dude. I'm just telling you. I think that I'm just listen. Okay, you know whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do. You want to fine. Okay,
yeah, that's cool. I'm cool with that.
I like the shirt. I'm just gonna wear the
shirt. Oh no, that's fine. Yeah, no, I'm good.
I mean,
with that.
I have a coin in my pocket. If you want to flip the coin, we could do that.
No. Whatever you. I'm cool with whatever.
All right, cool.
Like, do you want me to wear the pink shirt and you'll wear the pink pants?
I'll wear the blue shirt that you came in. The shirt that you're wearing right now. The shirt I'm saying. The shirt Andrew's saying the shirt that you're wearing.
Right, the one that I'm wearing right now.
And then you can wear, I'll wear the blue and then you can wear the pink and then we'll just go.
Yeah,
we'll just go back.
Once we get home, we'll have access to
our
closet.
Head home right now and then we'll go and we can wear whatever we're going to be wearing for the day.
Okay.
So that's fine. You go ahead and put that on. It's good.
Here's where it gets kind of weird because I'm a unique case in this sense. This scenario with anybody else is a completely different weird. I am two different people.
Yeah.
I mean, no, really. I'm. Our listeners may not know this. They know me as Sean Random. That's my stage name. That's a stage name. And I'm not trying to pull anything. I'm not trying to dodge my debtors or anything like that. There's a fun, cute little story behind it. It's personal. I'll keep it to myself. My real name is Sean Randolph.
You got to bleep that one out.
No. That's my birth name. I don't care. I'm not Sean Random to not... I didn't become Sean Random to not be Sean Randolph.
I know.
It's just Sean Random is an exaggeration of a lot of Sean Randolph's character qualities. As an actor, it became easier for me to play a character when I was first becoming a stand-up. And it gave me the freedom to be
comfortable.
Is this
things
on
that
stage.
You're saying to this other Sean?
No, I'm explaining this to the listener
the gotcha,
so that
gotcha,
I can then say this. In my real life, I have two closets. I have Sean Randolph's clothes, which I wear, on my normal day in, day out.
Yeah.
But I also have Sean Random's clothes because Sean Random performs. So Sean Random has nice clothes, suits and stuff. Sometimes Sean Randolph borrows clothes from Sean Random. And in my crazy head, I have them go, hey, be careful with that suit jacket, bro. I need that for a performance. And you're a slob. I'm not that. You're me. Shut up. This doesn't really happen.
This is an interesting thing. This is an interesting tidbit.
Now we consider the case.
Yeah.
We've got two me's.
Uh-huh.
Will one of them become Sean Randolph and the other is like then just Sean Random?
Yeah.
Right? So I would refer to him as Random and he would refer to me as Randolph. As Sean Randolph, I would kind of give up on the performance aspect. I wouldn't worry as much about the spotlight. That's being covered. That's my face.
Yeah.
It's my talent. So that's that part is being checked. Sean Randolph is the writer. Sean Randolph is the creative storyteller.
You don't think.
I would focus in on my writing. I would probably not care as much about my physicality. So over the course of the next 5 to 10 years, Sean Randolph is probably going to become a lazy... middle-aged, kind of squishy in the center, creative writer type. Mm-hmm. And Sean Random is going to continue on his exercise and food programs, probably, you know, get in great shape, maybe pursue acting and film. And these are going to become very different versions of the same person.
But how do you right now, how do you decide this between you and him?
Oh, fuck him.
This is a discussion. No, I'm just kidding. This is my concern and this is my worry. Let's say that, you know, let's switch it around. I'm doing the exact same thing right now. I have a clone of me. He acts just like me, looks just like me, talks just like me, yada, 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 yada. The discussion that we start having is that, you know, hey, you know, like part of me was working and doing this thing where, I don't know if you know this or not, but I was an architecture major for a while before switching to film and television and moving out to Los Angeles.
I vaguely knew that. I feel like you had said that at one point.
Yeah, I was straight A student, had all these good grades and everything. And to this day, family's still like, why didn't you go be an engineer or a doctor or something like that? And I'm like, well, I still could if I really wanted to.
Sure.
If I really felt
you're young,
the need
if it was
to
something
go
you,
and do that.
If you had a passion for that.
Yeah, which it's like, that's the whole thing. Is that's
if
like,
there
if
was a drive.
For, yeah.
Yeah.
But do I then have the discussion with him where it's like, hey, man, like maybe now that we're doing this, I could put my whole heart into really focusing on because I know there's no reason for me to have all this extra information in my brain about different types of medical stuff or math or anything. All the
I
math
have decided
I know I don't even care about.
You are in the exact same situation. I know who the prime is.
Who is it?
No, I'm not gonna tell you yet because you know which.
Oh,
you
know, I know who yours is.
I know who yours is. All right, cool. So we're both in this together now.
Okay.
All right, so we already know where I am as far as me and my clone are now leaving the clinic.
Yes.
Whereas you are just waking up, my friend.
Okay.
So who the fuck are you? No, who the fuck is him?
Well, this is an interesting thing because you keep saying like, well, I'm not gonna be a dick about it but that's the thing. I don't even trust my own self enough because sometimes I make decisions.
I like this.
I make decisions. Sometimes in my life where I'm like, oh, I'm really doubting that I made the right decision.
Well, later you're like,
and
damn,
I get
Andrew's
and
stupid.
I get FOMO and I get other things. So I already know
what's FOMO?
Fear of missing out. If you go and you do something when you could be doing something else. So I know this other clone Andrew is feeling the exact same thing. As soon as he looks at me, he's just like, oh, I don't trust this guy. And I'm like, I don't trust you either. So we are animosity towards each other.
That's crazy because
I have no self-love for myself. You know what I mean? At all. There's nothing there where I'm just like, I never think in my own mind I'm the greatest. Therefore,
my first thought,
I know that it's like, if I saw me as an outside human being to myself, I'd be like, fuck that guy.
That is so fucking crazy because when you presented this situation, I was sitting there and I'm imagining myself looking at myself like they sat me down at a table. My first thought was, this is the only person I can truly and utterly trust. It's so weird that we went in completely different directions.
He is the most untrustworthy person that I will ever meet. He is an adversary. I have just created my nemesis.
Because of what you're saying right now, I'm uncomfortable to be in this room with you.
Because he's twisted. He's twisted. You cannot trust this Andrew.
First of all,
I'm married. You know what this Andrew's going to try and do to my wife?
He's married to your wife.
No, he's not. I am.
Oh,
No, he is.
He's married to your wife.
No, he's not. You better stay away from Felicia.
Wife.
That is my wife.
We're going to have to get a Felicia clone.
You
both have to call Felicia and be like,
here's
honey, we fucked up.
The only reason I would have this clone is in order to do exactly what we said, is to double up my workload. But I was under the impression that he would know that he was the beta and I would know that I was the prime.
Right, that's
and
off the table now.
If I was working as a beta, I would kind of just accept it and go, yeah, all right.
Would you though? I don't think so. I think you'd be doing the dishes going, Andrew's fucking my wife while he's doing the dishes.
Yeah, because I'd always have that doubt in my head. And I didn't realize too, because this is the whole thing.
You
is
take
that,
it for about
they
a
told
month.
Me, if they told me, listen, he's going to have all the same memories as you coming in here, I'd be like,
Can we modify those memories?
Exactly. Because
can I change some of those memories?
But that's not what happened. He has all the memories, including leading up to coming into this facility and then waking up. And then there's another Andrew. So him and I at this point are like, ooh.
Okay, so here we are. You're sitting at a table. The doctor is standing at the head of the table. Andrew, this is Andrew.
Hey.
Andrew, this is Andrew.
Hey.
You guys are roommates. You guys share a wife. You guys might want to get to know each other a little better, even though you kind of already know each other pretty good.
Right,
and by
so
the way,
Andrew Prime says, let's go ahead and weigh down some ground rules.
I just want to say
and
something
Andrew
real
Beta
quick,
goes,
guys.
No, I'm going to lay down the ground rules.
The clinic closes in 10 minutes. So we're going to have to figure this out. Sean's are already out front waiting on you.
We're going to have to go.
Sean's are waiting
on
the
entrance.
Fine,
we're leaving, dude. We're leaving.
Take the 10 minutes. Figure it out.
Okay.
Which one of you is going to be dressed as the Prime? Which one of you is dressed as the Beta?
I'm going to be dressed as the Prime. No, I'm dressed as the Prime. I think that you should be dressed as the Prime because you're the Beta and I'm the Prime. No, I'm going to be dressing as the Beta. No, I'm dressing as the Prime. And
guys, come on. Listen, now. We got to work together here.
How many clothes? You know what? Fine. You know what? Forget it. I'll just wear the stupid pink outfit anyways, because you already are dressed like whatever. My jeans are dirty. Your jeans are. Yeah. I know they're dirty because I ate Taco Bell before I came over here. Yeah. I ate the Taco Bell.
Guys, in my stomach,
I feel full. I don't know how you feel over there, but I feel full right now.
You both have gas.
I know I'm Prime.
You both have Taco Bell gas. So clinic closes in 5 minutes. We know how we're going to dress.
Tell me, what did you eat, bro? What did I eat? What do you mean? I had the new burrito box. Why am I explaining myself to you? What did you eat? Did you have the Baja Blast? Well, I always have the Baja Blast. Well, everyone has the Baja Blast because you could have easily have guessed that. You know what? I don't care. I'll wear the pink. No, you wear the pink. You always got to play the victim. You're always playing the victim.
Whatever, just met. What's this always stuff? I think you need a psychiatrist. Two psychiatrists in the same room. Twins. You need twin psychiatrists.
Let's just go. Who cares?
I'm so sorry about this mix-up, guys.
So one of us reluctantly puts on the clothes we were already wearing, and the other one puts on the other clothes. And that is probably how we're going to establish who thinks who they're Beta and who thinks they're Prime.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, like, already.
So you in the pink Beta clothes are going, yeah. I have made the sacrifice to make my Beta feel better.
Yeah.
And him in the Prime clothes are going, I'm the Prime Andrew. Fuck this guy.
Yeah, that's why he's wearing the Beta clothes.
Oh, man.
And at one point, I'm saying they would have two different psychologies at this point.
Oh, no. You've created a divergence.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are going to walk out of the clinic. There's the Sean's. Hey, you two. We shouldn't have done this together. Because, of course, we would go and have ourselves cloned together.
What are you guys wearing? Why are you wearing the pink shirt with the... Why didn't you just, like...
We're a team. We're the Sean's.
That's stupid. Yeah, I agree. That is stupid.
I'm random. He's Randolph.
All right, high five. You're right? My clone.
Go, Sean. Click.
Oh yeah. Well, can you do this? And we both start flossing.
That's pretty cool. We'll work on that.
We both start off onto the right because we knew we'd do that. And you're like, oh, how'd you know I was gonna do that? Because, dude, that's what we always do. It is what we always do.
He didn't know you were gonna do that. He just did it.
How did you
know he was gonna do that? Now we've got two Sean's and we've got two Andrews.
Yeah.
Should we split up, like? The Sean go with that Andrew and the Sean go with that Andrew? Or do two Seans wander away or do four individuals walk up? Because you got to explain this to Felicia.
Okay.
I don't have anybody in my life I've explained this to.
I am the Andrew who decided to put on the Beta clothes.
Okay.
And the other Andrew's wearing the Prime clothes.
Have you guys determined that this is decided you are the Beta Andrew?
We haven't determined that. I'm just telling you how I would feel doing that. I would feel as if, listen, I'm taking the sacrifice. I'm being nice to my clone. Because you should be nice to your clone once you have one. He's taking it as he took the Beta clothes because he knows he's a fucking Beta.
Okay, well, I'm gonna pull.
That's what he's thinking. He's thinking, you know what, he took the Beta clothes because he knows deep down he's the Beta. And I'm thinking, I have to be really nice to my clone because I just bought this clone. It's super important that he feels like me. And so I'm gonna go ahead and wear these clothes because it's the only pair of clothes that we happen to have.
Myself and the other Sean share a look. Mm-hmm. We go, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So he takes you aside, and I take the other Andrew aside.
Oh, so I'm talking to the other Sean, and you're talking to the other Andrew.
Now, presumably, me and the other Sean, we didn't decide we're going to have this talk with you. We just had a look. We both recognized the issue. Presumably, we're saying the same damn thing, though.
Okay.
Because, right? We're in the same mindset. So, in any event, I pull you aside, and I go, look, buddy, I realize this is a fucked up situation. I did.
Yeah.
But there's no real resolution here. I might be the Prime. I might be the Beta. But the other Sean and I, see, we've decided we're going to work together until they figure this out.
Dude, don't even worry about it. This is the other Andrew. Don't even worry about it. Like, I'm the Prime. He's the Beta. It's
fine. See, that's the problem. We don't know that. And that's fine.
What are you talking about, dude? It's me.
You are Andrew.
Yeah.
And that is Andrew. And it's okay. It's
dude,
totally.
That's
it's funny, too, because as I point at you and him, my other me is pointing at me and you.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, you're having this. We high five. And then we go back to our conversations. Okay, so now I'm switching over
to the other Sean. I'm switching over to
Okay, let me do this. Random was just talking talking to you.
Okay.
Randolph is now going to talk to the other you.
Okay.
This is rather confusing. Do you guys have two different, like, recognizing?
Well, I'll be Andrew 1, and he'll be Andrew A.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work. Oh, okay,
I'm Andrew 1, and you're A. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay, I can see how you guys can agree on that. So I'm talking to Andrew 1.
Yes, you're talking to Andrew 1. Andrew 1, it's yeah.
All right, I see that you're wearing the beta clothes. Yeah. I recognize that doesn't necessarily mean you're the beta. We
no, not at all.
We can't figure this out, bud. So let's just all just kind of, we're all just, like, regardless of who the beta or who the alpha is, Andrew decided to do this. And this is the end result.
Yeah.
So now you've made this choice, and this is where we are. You see what I'm saying? This is the result of your choice.
Yeah.
And this is the result of my choice.
Yeah.
So we're just going to have to make the best of it.
Yeah.
And move forward. And you need to go tell your wife.
Well, he has my cell phone, as a matter of fact.
Right, he's wearing the pants.
Andrew, hey, can you give me my cell phone? Actually, I was just going to call Felicia. I have to call her. No, I'm calling her.
Hey, guys, how about I call Felicia? Should I call Felicia?
I'll just call her. No, bro, I got it. Fine, I'll just give her a call. It's absolutely fine. I can call her.
I can do it. No, bro, it's cool. I got it, man.
Can you guys just let me make my phone call? Like, this, it's me. I'm...
All right, guys, this is silly. Let's just... All right, this Andrew. Andrew 1. Yeah. Go ahead and call Felicia. But
thank
Andrew
you.
2,
thank
stand
you.
Right there. Don't interrupt.
Cell phone, please.
Like thank it's you. You're on the same team, guys.
Yeah. Hey, babe. No, it went well. Yeah. Well... I guess there's a mix-up, and I mean,
Andrew, just pull the Band-Aid, bro.
So my clone here thinks that he's like clone. Yeah, we're just gonna. I'll be home soon, and we'll just get a get a hotel somewhere for you, maybe somewhere. No, I'm gonna be at home with my wife. No, see, you have to get a hotel because you're a fucking clone. No,
all right, guys,
dude,
guys,
I don't
guys.
Know what you're all about this for? I'm the one wearing the clothes. You're
guys.
Wearing
come on,
shit.
Guys. Okay, let's go out to dinner or something.
I'll kill you.
No, guys, come on, Sean, get him, Sean. Hold him back. Hold him back, Sean.
Dave, it's good to see you.
Uncle Frank! Hey, there he is. Hey, good to see you.
Did you have any trouble finding the place?
No, I took a lift. But, you know, I've driven by this place a few times during the move.
Good, good. How are you two settling in up there?
We're good.
Hey, Marty, get my nephew a beer on my tab.
Thanks, Uncle Frank. Oh, the house is a fixer-upper. But that's the way we wanted it. Betsy has it in her head she's gonna be an interior decorator. I'm just hoping I can get the major things done before the baby comes this fall. Thanks for inviting me out.
Once you've been married as long as I have, you'll take any excuse to get out, even just for a little bit. It's good to have you back in town. All grown up with a new house and a pretty little wife, pregnant to boot. You're doing all right, kid. If your old man was here, God rest his soul, he'd be real proud of you. I know I am.
Thanks, Uncle Frank. That means a lot.
Here's your beer, Dave.
Thank you. Marty, it's good to see you. Is this your place now?
Nah, just running at night. You back in town?
Yeah, you know, my wife and I just bought the old Winston place up on the hill.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's a nice place, man. Hey, I want to catch up, but I'm starting to get busy.
Hey, I'm living here again. We'll have plenty of time to catch up.
Tell me about this house. What kind of fixer-upper stuff are we talking about here?
Mostly superficial stuff. Betsy has this whole theme designed for the kitchen and the bathrooms. But primarily, I just gotta replace a stairwell, a few boards in the back porch, and some roof shingling. Oh, and what is it? There's a switch in the guest room that shorts could be a fire hazard. You know, I figure I'll hit him one weekend at a time.
That's my boy. If you need any help, I'm a phone call away.
It's all pretty straightforward stuff. I should be able to handle it. Besides, you're a big shot busy with your TV show.
Oh yeah, big shot, okay. It's a public access show, and you'd best keep in mind your old Uncle Frank is retired now. So I need to keep busy, at least that's what the doctor says. It's a pretty old house. I can't recall the Winstons having children. You may have to update the monster proofing.
Yeah, sure, but if I did that, how would Santa get in at Christmas, huh? Uncle Frank, are you okay?
Are you telling me you have a baby on the way and you haven't even checked your new house for proficient monster proofing?
I don't... What do you... I mean, there's a burglar alarm. I haven't tested it, but the realtor said that...
I'm not talking about robbers, David. Have you monster-proofed the house?
Are you serious right now?
Are you serious? The only thing more tempting to monsters other than unsupervised children are pregnant women left alone in a big house. And you haven't even monster-proofed yet? You should have done it before you ever moved in. My tools are in the truck. Let's go. Hey, Marty, I gotta cash out.
Leaving already? Dave just got here.
I just found out Dave hasn't monster-proofed his house yet.
Dave, what are you thinking, man? Monsters are ruthless. Go, go. Pay me later. I know you're good for it.
What is this? Are you guys messing with me or something?
Get in the truck, Dave.
Uncle Frank, are you serious right now? Monsters?
How long have you known that Santa Claus isn't real?
Since I was about 12.
And you still don't know that monsters are real?
What are you talking about? Uncle Frank, when I was a kid and Dad had just died, I was going through a hard time. I kept waking up every night scared of monsters, and you told me they weren't real.
Sad children are like candy to monsters. I can't believe I had to explain this to an adult. Monsters can't be perceived by a child if the child doesn't believe in monsters. It's known as the reverse tooth fairy. I only told you that so you wouldn't believe in them and then they would leave you alone, which is exactly what happened.
Are you kidding me? Those monsters I saw as a kid are real?
It's all a part of parenthood.
Well,
you know, you not knowing this is kind of my fault now that I think of it. Your old man wasn't around to tell you himself, and I figured you'd figure it out from living in the world. I'm sorry I dropped the ball on this one. Listen up. Monsters are very real. But no need to worry, monsters have no interest in adults. So by the time we grow and realize that the monsters are real, by then we're adults and it doesn't really matter anymore.
Well, why should we stand for this as Americans? Why don't we just wipe them out?
Well, firstly, they pay taxes. Oh yeah, they're registered and everything. Listen, humanity's always lived beside monsters, all throughout history. I'm sure we could wipe them out, but if we did, then who would guard the gates to the underworld?
The underworld?
Yeah, that's where the real nasties are. But the monsters serve a purpose, and we've always just learned how to live with them among us.
Well, wait, if they're not interested in adults, why are we racing to save Betsy?
Betsy's pregnant, Dave. She has a baby growing inside of her. Monsters are not very bright, and they become confused easily, and they mostly hunt by scent.
Oh, we're almost there.
Hi everyone, Andrew Bush here from the Random Bush Show, which you're currently listening to. Hey, this right here is a call to action. That's what it says in my script anyways. And my call to action for you is if you're listening to us on iTunes, to leave us a message, a little comment, a little hoopity-doo. Even if it's just to say, hey, you guys are cool, or hey, you guys smell like tree Legos. I don't know why it would smell like tree Legos. That's a weird comment. Don't leave that one. No, you know what? No, forget it. Do leave that one. That one's fine. It's fine. It helps us to get discovered. Helps us to, you know, propagate and expand and, what's the other word? Dominate our enemies and destroy the livestock. Wait, no. Oh, sorry. My producer told me that's not it. But it does help us. So please leave a comment and thank you so much for listening.
We have once again found ourselves at the end of another great episode of The Random Bush. I hope you enjoyed. Tune in because we got a lot more coming at you. If this is your first episode, go back and listen to the older stuff. It's all evergreen comedy. If you haven't listened to the episodes that have led up to this point, then you are missing out because there's some great stuff in our archives. Get out there and find it. Till then, we'll see you next week.